This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, for how long have we been doing this show? By the Atlanta segment, probably 3-4 years now. And every month we seem to bring on yet another festival, another organization, another this, another that. There's so much stuff going on here. I love that about this segment.
I know. So cool. This is a really fun one. I mean, who doesn't love gardens and gardening and, you know, pretty plants? And it's summer in Atlanta. It's hot, but, you know, you still want to get out there and see everything.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to it. We got a great guest today. Say hello to Sherry Felton. She's the treasurer of the American Hydrangea Society. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And we are just so thrilled for this opportunity to tell you about this wonderful event that we do every year. We started 23 years ago. And it is going to be this Saturday.
Well,
and so we are all so pleased.
Well, we're going to talk about this great tour in just a second. What I would love for you to do, since we have not had you on the show before, I would love for you to give the audience a quick overview of the American Hydrangea Society itself. Tell us what that's all about.
The society was started in 1994. We meet 3 times a year, the first Monday in October, February, and April. And we meet at the Atlanta History Center. We are the founding Hydrangea Society, really, and it was founded by a wonderful lady by the name of Penny McHenry, who is no longer with us. And we bring speakers from all over. This fall in October, we will have Henri Millet, who will come from France.
Wow.
Yes. He is a wonderful, wonderful person. He is the founder of the largest hydrangea collection in the world.
Wow.
And we always, at these meetings, offer a fantastic plant revel. We are very, very lucky that we have numerous nurseries around the city that support us, and they donate plants. So as a result, we are offered raffle tickets to our members and non-members, because our meetings are open to anyone who would like to attend. And you buy tickets and you get plants.
Ooh.
And when I say plants, I mean 5-gallon, 3-gallon, nice, beautiful hydrangea plants. And not only do we talk about hydrangeas, last month we had a wonderful landscape lady who came by the name of Dottie Myers. And she just talked about landscape in general, answered any questions about trees, perennial plants, anything you would want to do in your garden. And that is the advantage of this kind of a society, where we really try to give a lot of education. Our website, AmericanHydrangeaSociety.org, gives you all kinds of information about just hydrangeas, planting, care, feeding, what you can do. And if you can send us questions, some knowledgeable person who knows all about this will respond and answer your problems and anything else we can do for you, give you advice and purchases or whatever else it is you need to do.
Outstanding.
That's so super cool. I need lots of advice when it comes to hydrangeas. We'll have to do that off air. Tell us a little bit more about the tour. I think you said this was the 23rd year, is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm. It is the 23rd year of the tour.
And how do you pick the homes and the gardens that are going to be on the tour?
Well, we have a committee that does that. And a lot of it is word of mouth. Some of it is our members. Some of it is people who we know as friends, and we know they've got a beautiful garden, and we say, would you like to be on the tour? One of the biggest challenges we have is just explaining to people the security of it and the safety of it and how we do it and everything. And also, our tour can be spread quite widely around the city.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're really lucky because all the gardens are fairly close together. They're in Sandy Springs and Dunwoody.
Okay.
So for the travel, it's pretty easy. We publish a map so people can get around. But one thing we do, we station docents in all our gardens so that if anybody has any questions about the plants, if anybody has any needs, and just to protect the general landscape of the people whose houses we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how long does the tour take? I mean, do you have to go in a specific order? Can you spend as much time as it, or as little
you can
time?
See one house or you can see all 5 houses. You can go in any order you want. One thing we do, though, is if you have not gone to our website to buy a ticket, or you have not been to the meetings and you aren't a member and you don't have tickets already, we will sell tickets at Garden Number 1 from 9 to 12 that day. And the cost of a ticket is either $35 or $45, depending on what kind of a membership you would want. It automatically gives you a membership to the society. Yes, because as a member then every year when we have the garden tour, if you join, you either get one or two tickets that is included in your membership, and you have access to our website and all kinds of things.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Love that. So I know there's five tours in the garden, so this isn't a fair question, but what's the one don't miss garden or, you know, that's on this year's tour?
The Dunns, I think. You know, it's difficult to say when we talk about it, because what is a not miss garden to me may be not your not miss garden.
Right.
You know, so all of us are looking for something a little different. Some people have more of a shade backyard. Some people have more of a sunny backyard. So depending on what your yard is, you're going to have different kinds of hydrangeas in it. So you're looking, what will grow in my yard and my space? And so we encourage people to bring a notebook, to bring a camera, mm-hmm. take pictures. Now, you can't do anything with the pictures. They are for personal use only. But we want them to have as much information. And that's why we have the docents around. Mm-hmm. We try and get all the hydrangeas labeled in the garden so people know exactly what they are.
Oh, that's neat.
I have to assume that the tours, the homes on the tour, I mean, these are probably very serious students of hydrangeas and have really spent a lot of time, a lot of care, a lot of love cultivating these gardens. I mean, these are probably very serious individuals and very much, I guess you could say, experts in hydrangeas. That's kind of exciting.
But I don't always think that's true. I think most of these people with these kind of gardens are just normal people like you are, who just like to garden, like to have a pretty back or front yard or whatever. They are drawn to the hydrangeas. Most of these people, they grow hydrangeas. They will grow edgeworthias, camellias, whatever. They have pretty yards. They are interested in hydrangeas. They have a love of hydrangeas because a hydrangea is such a diversified plant. And we have native hydrangeas in this part of the country. But nobody is an expert garden. They're all families with real houses and real backyards like everybody else.
And you're assuming that I'm normal, which this is not a wise assumption to make. So, all right. So before we wrap up on the tour, once again, so if you want to buy tickets, you can go to the website.
Yes, sir.
And you can, in tour spot number one, you can get tickets on the day of the tour from 9 to 12, if I heard that correctly. And the website again is?
AmericanHydrangeaSociety.org. And you can pay for them through PayPal. It's all on there.
Super easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super easy. Mm-hmm. Super easy.
And one final thing that I want to repeat, when you were talking about the society itself before we got into the tour, just to reiterate, you do have information on your website for those that are interested in becoming and planting and caring and cultivating these. So you have all that information about how to care for them and a place to go should you have questions, correct?
Yes. And we also really encourage people not just to use the website, but come to the meetings. The meetings are so educational and they are so interesting. And go to Facebook, go to any of those social media things. We are there on all of them. We have a great publicity manager who has taken care of that. And we really want to encourage people to grow plants. Atlanta's a great plant city.
Yeah,
people love their yards in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Sherry, we're about out of time. Gosh, sounds like a wonderful tour. I can't wait. I'm sure the weather will be absolutely stellar if I can predict. So one last time before I let you go, should anyone want any information on both the tour and the society itself, where do they go?
They go to the AmericanHydrangeaSociety.org.
Okay.
And just click on Plant Tour.
Okay. And get everything, all the information you need on the tour itself. All right. Sherry Felton, the treasurer of the American Hydrangea Society. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck.
Thank you.
At the tour itself in just a couple of days.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Sherry Felton, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Carol and I are now signing off. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.